questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is, and this morning we have got on the line Associate Professor Katie Groom from the Liggins Institute at the University of Auckland. Morena, Katie, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Rachel. Morena.
Hey, it's really great to talk to you this morning. We're talking about some of the differences and difficulties between cesarean births, vaginal births, and some of the research that you're doing to kind of make it safer. Am I right in thinking that, to have C-sections?
Yeah, that's right. So this morning the Health Research Council have just announced their next round of grants, and we're really excited that we have got a grant from them to do a big clinical trial to look at improving the safety of a planned cesarean section. So obviously there's some reasons why people need to have a birth by cesarean section, and there's lots of things that we do to keep mums safe while we're doing it. For example, we give them antibiotics to prevent infection, but so far we haven't done too much to keep the baby safer. And generally that's because we think, or we know, that being born by a planned cesarean section is pretty safe for babies.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that happens more commonly when you have a cesarean section without labour before, or compared to a vaginal birth, is a short-term increased risk in breathing problems for babies. So we're looking at intervention or therapy that might help reduce the risk of that happening. So that's what our clinical trial is going to look at, the benefits and the safety of that intervention.
So when you say that babies can experience short-term breathing problems, what does that sort of look like, and is it something that's quite common?
So what it looks like is that in the baby's first born, it's able to breathe, but it might just be a little bit grunty, got a bit of extra fluid on the lungs, and not really able to really get their lungs fully expanded, and often need some breathing support. And that's rarely at this, term pregnancies that they need a tube down their throat to help with their breathing, but they might need a mask or some oxygen to help them with breathing. And it's usually only for a few hours or a day or two.
Mm.
But of course, that takes them away from their mum. They need
to
go to the neonatal unit. There's not that chance to establish breastfeeding. So that's the sort of thing that we're thinking about. We know for babies born after 35 weeks, so the overall risk of that happening is about 5%. So it's not, it's not happening for everybody. But if we can find a safe thing to reduce the risk of that happening more, it would be a great thing.
That's awesome. And so what kind of research are you looking at? What are some of these things that you're exploring at the moment?
So the drug that we're looking at is a corticosteroid injection, and we've got great reasons why this might work. It's tried and tested extremely well in preterm babies, so we've known for the last 50 years that if you give corticosteroid injections to mums before early premature birth, then that definitely has a very positive effect
right.
on babies breathing, helping them to survive. But what we're now looking at is, does it have the same effect and safely if you give it to babies close to term or at term?
Oh, fantastic. So this is something that's been used in preemie babies, but not necessarily
that's right. This
particular kind of thing. How long has this kind of been around as something for premature babies?
Well, amazingly, and I'm always really proud when I say this, is actually the first ever clinical trial of corticosteroids we've done at National Women's Health Hospital in New Zealand.
Awesome.
In 1969. So Mont Liggins, who the Liggins Institute is named after, was the first obstetrician scientist who thought this might work, and he did a clinical trial, and it was published in 1971. It's taken a bit of time for that to change practice, but it's very much standard care across the world now to use these injections for premature babies. So now we're sort of just extrapolating that on and looking at its benefit later on.
So this isn't like a brand new drug, brand new test. This is something that's been tried and true in other areas, and now you're seeing if it's going to work in this field as well. And how are you gathering together, women and people having children, how are you gathering together people for this trial?
So we're hoping for a lot, and we need 2,500 mums to agree to take part in the study. So it will be across all of New Zealand. We've had 15 hospitals in New Zealand already agree to take part in the study. We may well take the trial to Australia as well, because we often work with Australians. So now that we've got the funding, over the next few months, we'll be getting the trial up and running across all of New Zealand hospitals. So what we hope is in all of those 15 hospitals, whenever a mum's booked for a cesarean section, somebody will explain to her about the trial and give her the opportunity to take part. So it's by invitation, but what we're really trying to say to people, look, this is actually a really important question. Mm. 1 in 10 babies are now born by a planned cesarean section, and we don't know whether we can do something that will be helpful, and we need to be sure that we're not causing harm. Mm. So it's that everyday clinical question. It seems like a really standard thing that we should know the answer to, but in truth, we don't. So we'll be the first people in the world to do this trial that will help us to find out for sure, is it a good thing without causing harm?
And it looks like you're also looking for some potential PhD and master's students to sort of help
Absolutely.
You out, is that right?
Yeah, so look, this is a huge study to have this many mums and babies, and there's a lot of sub-studies that can be done within it. There's a lot of information we'll get through the trial that can be used. It's a perfect opportunity for PhD students. And, you know, naturally you think, you know, doctors, midwives, those sort of people, but actually we're also planning to think about the economic analysis of this. So, you know, its health benefits are also their cost benefits. So, you know, we're also looking for a student with an interest in economics who could do a PhD. So, yeah, there's a number of different PhDs that can be nested within the main trial. You know, we'd love to hear from anyone that might be interested in it.
Well, thank you so much, Associate Professor Katie Groom, for chatting to us today about this really interesting research. I hope you get lots of participants and some good PhD candidates there too.
Cool. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Cheers.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.